This is NPR, Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. As summer comes to the Midwest, it brings mosquitoes with it. This year, it also brings fears of the Zika virus, which has been linked to birth defects in South America. I sat down with Illinois Department of Public Health Director Nirav Shah to talk about the potential Zika risk in Illinois and what you can do to take precautions while traveling. How is Zika transmitted?
Zika is a virus that is transmitted by mosquitoes, and only by mosquitoes right now. There are a few cases that have been documented where individuals have contracted Zika through sexual contact, but the vast majority of cases of Zika virus are transmitted by a particular species of mosquito.
And we're getting close to the time of year when mosquitoes will be buzzing around in Illinois. What is the expected risk for Zika here?
We absolutely understand that folks are concerned about Zika virus. It's on the news, and it's certainly affected many places in the world in very significant ways. In Illinois, the overall risk of Zika virus being transmitted because of mosquitoes is very low, based on what we know right now. The mosquito that transmits Zika virus is not one that is known to be found in Illinois. Moreover, even if it were to appear in Illinois, the mosquito is not capable of surviving our very cold winters. And finally, the conditions in Illinois and our overall built environment are really different from the places in South America and Central America where we've seen more transmission. Those places in the world have much higher population density. People are packed in very close quarters, and we just don't see that degree of population density in Illinois. So for those reasons, we think that the overall risk of Zika virus to anyone in Illinois is very low.
And you talk about the mosquito, that we don't really see that kind of mosquito here. What kind of mosquito is it, and how is it different than the mosquitoes that we often see plenty of in the summer here in Illinois?
The mosquito that is known to be the primary carrier of Zika virus is a mosquito called Aedes aegypti. And it's a mosquito that really thrives in hot, wet, tropical climates. In Illinois, that mosquito has not been found on a typical basis here. The mosquito is different from the typical mosquitoes that we do have in Illinois in a number of ways, the first of which is that it carries Zika virus, which the mosquitoes we have here in Illinois typically do not. But also, it's a mosquito that bites during the day and can breed and lay eggs in very, very sparse, harsh, hot, sometimes dry conditions. For that reason, we are advising that anyone who travels to Central and South America take very, very reasonable precautions to protect themselves against Zika virus, including using insect repellent, staying in hotels with air conditioning, and wearing long sleeves wherever possible. But for those folks who are just planning on staying in Illinois, the risk of Zika virus is very low.
What are the symptoms for Zika, and if someone suspects that they might have contracted it, what should they do?
The symptoms of Zika virus are similar to those of the flu. The infection with Zika virus can cause fevers, a rash, headaches, and sometimes these really bright red runny eyes. But only about one in every four or five people who gets infected with Zika virus develops those symptoms. And even when those symptoms develop, they're usually quite mild. The concern around Zika virus has been the emergence of certain birth defects in pregnant women subsequent to infection with Zika virus. Anyone who thinks they might have the symptoms, the first step is, of course, to go see your physician or visit your local health department. But those individuals that we're concerned about are really only those who have traveled in the recent months, really in the recent week or two prior to those symptoms, who have traveled to areas of the world where there is transmission going on. If you haven't traveled to Brazil or any of the areas in the world where there's active transmission going on, you almost certainly do not have Zika virus.
As you mentioned, the Zika virus is linked with some pretty serious birth defects. Can you tell us a little bit about that link?
The link between Zika virus and birth defects, principally a birth defect called microcephaly, which is when a baby is born with an abnormally small head, that link is still under investigation, but it gets stronger and stronger and stronger every day. And I think there is now scientific consensus on the fact that Zika virus is the responsible agent for these cases of microcephaly. But that doesn't mean that the scientific community has pulled up its stakes and has gone home. There's still a lot of research to really quantify the nature and the extent and the frequency of that risk to really understand how much of an issue it really is.
What about for pregnant women that might be listening in Illinois? Should they restrict what kind of travel they might be doing?
The CDC recommends that any woman who is pregnant or who may become pregnant avoid travel to areas of the world where Zika virus transmission is ongoing. Your listeners can find the most up-to-date map of what those countries are on the CDC's website. They can get to that from our website, or they can go directly to cdc.gov/Zika, and there they'll find a map, an up-to-date map, of every single country in the world where Zika virus transmission is ongoing. And the CDC recommends, and we endorse the recommendation, that any woman who is pregnant or who may become pregnant avoid travel to those countries.
When you say who might become pregnant, I've been hearing that a lot. Is that if you're trying right now, if you're planning soon, or is that even if you're thinking about it in a few years?
It's very difficult to draw the line in situations like this. What I can say is that this is an area of very active research. Based on what we know right now, there is no long-term risk to becoming infected with Zika virus and any future implications for a fetus a year or two down the line. Right now, based on the best available data that we have today, the recommendation is roughly 8 weeks or 2 months. That is to say, any woman who is currently pregnant, who is actively trying to get pregnant, or who may become pregnant in the coming 2 months, the CDC advises avoiding travel to areas of the world where Zika virus transmission is ongoing. But I want to pause for a second just to emphasize or amplify something I mentioned. The research around Zika virus and our knowledge of Zika virus changes literally every day. It's a testament to the thousands of researchers around the world who are doing wonderful research to help us understand and enhance our knowledge of Zika virus. And things can and will change based on these new data. And so our understanding right now, while it's pretty solid, we still have a lot of work to do in really understanding the nature of Zika virus.
A lot of folks in Illinois travel to Florida or other southern states over the summer, and we have seen some cases, especially in Florida. Is that a concern at all?
Right now, in Florida, Louisiana, South Texas, there have been several cases of Zika virus. But what I'd like to emphasize and make very clear is that every case of Zika virus in the continental United States has been in a returning traveler. There hasn't been any actual transmission of Zika virus in the United States, even in South Florida, South Texas, the Mississippi Delta. Even yet, that transmission has not occurred. All of the cases are in individuals who have returned from other countries. Now, as the summer goes on, it is possible that we will see that sort of transmission, but as of right now, there has not been any sort of transmission in the continental United States. That being said, certain American territories, such as Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, they have seen transmission from mosquito to person. And so the same advice to a woman who is pregnant, who might become pregnant, applies not only to Brazil, but it also applies to Puerto Rico.
What's the thought at this point on pregnant women being able to use mosquito repellent?
The mosquito repellents that have been approved by the U.S. EPA, the two that are used most commonly, one is called DEET and the other is called permethrin. Both are known to be safe for use by pregnant women. Pregnancy is not a reason to avoid using mosquito repellent, particularly the ones that are approved for use by the U.S. EPA and the FDA. There might be some that are used in other places in the world, but the two that are certainly approved for use here in the United States, those are the ones that are safe to use, and those are the ones that folks should take with them if they elect to travel to those parts of the world while pregnant.
That was Illinois Department of Public Health Director Nirav Shah talking about the risk of Zika in Illinois. For more information, you can find links to the Centers for Disease Control and the Department of Public Health's Zika webpages at our website, wuis.org.